Hello, Adam at Flash Building here, and I've had a whole lot of requests on how to make the MP3 playlist boombox that I made not auto start by default. And it's pretty easy to do. So when you go and you download the original, so what you can do is you'll notice that this one that I'm tweaking right now is there presently, if you want to grab it and do what I'm doing here. So what I'm going to do is click on the object on stage there. So the only thing on stage is a movie clip called Whole Player. I'm going to double click inside of it, and here's the player's functionality. It sets itself up on frame one, some variables. On frame two, it swaps out which song to play in the playlist. Very simple. And on frame three is most of the player's functionality for all the little things, the speakers that bounce and all of that. So let me publish out and see what we got. Okay, so you can see it just starts auto playing on its own. All kind of nifty little features on it. So it starts auto playing on its own, and I've had a lot of people ask how to make it to not auto play. So we're just gonna hit this control and text layer, and let's call this startup clip. Startup clip. Now, on that frame, on that keyframe there, that first keyframe, I'm going to draw out a rectangle that will cover the entire thing. That looks good. So now what we'll do is have a, let's give that a little bit of a tint. Let's bring down the alpha. There we go. Now right on top of it, I'm just going to make a button. A rounded button. I'm going to put the play symbol on that, just using a triangle. Let's put it right in the middle. So let's just grab the pen tool and draw a triangle the best we can. Looks good. Good enough. Let's bring this point up. It's about right there. Now let's just grab that, make it white in the fill. Let's turn it. You can hold shift to make it turn at increments at certain angles so it doesn't turn free. Now let's just resize it. Free transform, bring it down, bring it in, bring it up, bring it in. There we go, something like that. And that's going to be the button that will tell the user that they should click on that to start playing the, to have the player start. We'll just make it to where they click on anything there, it'll start. Convert the symbol, movie clip, startup clip. So you'll see I grabbed all three of those items I just created on that startup clip layer. And now they are a movie clip. Let's give it an instance name, startup clip. Okay, and obviously you would make your graphics look better than I have mine here, but just for the sake of the video length, I'm not going to go through too much trouble to get the functionality going, just to show you, because you guys can make your buttons and that cover look really smooth, nice, beveled out, whatever you want. Okay, so now we have the startup clip sitting there. Let's move the controls. Well, actually, all we really need to remove is the action script. Not remove it, but move it over. So we have the skin, the cosmetics, the speakers and EQ, all of that can stay. Now let's move these action script frames over. Let's just click off here, frame 10, and then highlight frame 1 and drag. Click down and drag and you'll grab all three. Then once all three are black, you grab those and move them out to about frame 20. There you go. So now the code, that's going to be starting up the player is not going to do it until frame, really frame 22 is when the player is going to start up. It's going to initialize its variables in frame 20, frame 21, it's going to do the switching. So you know in the code, anywhere where it says go to and play 2, change that to go to and play 21, because that's where the frame switches, or the song, the track that's playing switches. Okay? Okay. Now, all we have to do to make this happen now is make sure the startup clip is sitting on top, but is not visible when they get to frame 20. So we'll extend out these by highlighting or just clicking down and dragging again. Once all four are grayed out, press F5. Extend all the cosmetics and such. Now let's extend out to frame 19 the startup clip layer. Let's give that F5. So what's going to happen is when they click this, I'm going to code it out right now, right here in frame 1. I'm going to press F9, open the actions panel, type in stop action. That way it doesn't just play on its own. It'll stop right there in frame 1. And now let's code out the button, or when this clip, when they click it, to start it up. Okay, so we'll enter our actions panel here. We'll hit stop action, and we'll put the instance name, startup clip. There it is. Okay, so now once you press the anything here, you see? There it starts. See that again. That's what it'll look like when they come to your site or your player. And they'll know to click the play button if they want to hear some music. You can even write right there, click to play. But once they click it, it starts up. That's what you guys wanted, so that's what I show.